coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to the Hagman Report. Hey, how do you like September so far? Well, welcome to the weekend edition, and this is a long weekend. I do need Monday to as a potential travel day, so there won't be a show on Monday. That's Labor Day, so enjoy your time. And you know, I would suggest this: get away from the news for a day and just step away. Smell the flowers, hug your grandchildren, your children, whatever, tell them you love them. Take the dog for a walk, do something, but do something so you can balance out the negative with some positive. That's my advice to you. And Eric the Tech, same to you, man. I mean, I take some time. I know you work 24/7, so you doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing good, you?
Yeah, doing well. This week was a great week, by the way. Attorney Tom Renz was on with me on Wednesday. Hey, have you donated to him? Have you supported Tom Renz? If not, please do so. I'm telling you, he is a man of action. He's an attorney that his law practice basically, you know, decimated because, well, the guy's working virtually for nothing to help all of us. So I think we should help him. So TomRenz.com. You go back to the episode description and underneath, look, it's not that hard. Underneath the episode description, underneath the write-up, there is his website. And you know, if you want to do it by Stripe, if you want to do it by whatever, he's got all of it off of TomRenz.com. So you can find that. Okay. And then, of course, yesterday with Steve Quayle. Wow, you know, a lot of information there. I with me right now is Randy Taylor, and if you want to converse with him, his email is what is his email? rt@hagmanpi.com, I think. rt@hagmanpi.com. At any rate, I want to get into a couple of things. I want to touch on the Maui fires again. Okay. Because I do know Randy Taylor has been investigating this. And of course, here's my thinking as an investigator. And let me clear something up because I did get an email about this. I mentioned this briefly with Steve. I am not certified at all. In fact, I have no interest in arson, no interest in, no training, nothing. I would bring in, professionals to do that if I had to investigate. Like I told you that one case I had with a highly insured individual in the car. Okay, I had to contract out the people who know what they're doing, talking about and such. Okay, so I don't know. That's not one of my areas of expertise. Okay, but I do know this. I do know when I look at something and it doesn't make sense, I know to call in Lady the studio dog, okay? I know to call in her. I mean, now, when something doesn't make sense, and you'll have to apologize because I do have, I did bring her into the studio, she's not feeling well today, so you just deal with it. When something doesn't make sense, I have to question what's going on. I'm going to show you this, and I'm going to bring Randy on right away. This, if we had started at about 3:30 mark, this is linked at HagmanPI.com. If you go to HagmanPI.com, you can find this video. And it's, I'm not sure what the, let me look here. I'm not sure what the name of this video is. Yes, I will be. Lahaina Fire, inside the restricted area, the miracle neighborhood that survived. And then I put in their video, yes, I have some questions, okay? This is a question that I have, and I meant to address this with Steve yesterday. This is something that I've got a question about. And again, this is at HagmanPI.com. You can watch the entire video. It links to the entire video. But I just want to show one thing. and then bring Randy Taylor on. Because I want somebody to explain this to me. I want somebody to explain this to me. And if you are not curious about this or asking questions, not just this, but the entirety of the event, if you don't see any problems, look, I know fire is unpredictable. Okay, I was involved in that 50 years ago, okay, 45 years ago, I guess, with emergency fire response and all that stuff, okay? But I'm no expert at it. I just knew that fire bad, water on fire, depending on the fire, good. Okay, so, but take a look at this. Go ahead and run this clip. You don't have to have the audio over it. I want to just, if you're ready. Okay, this is a film by Eric West, and the attribution is, this is just linked to his website. Okay, this is an area that was not burnt by fire. Now check this out. What, for the radio people and for others, what you're seeing here is there was a fire next door to this house. All right? And this, the only thing that burnt off of this house was what you saw on the ground. And that is the cover for a garage door opener. Now, there's no scorch marks around the opener. There is no fire, evidence of fire anywhere. And the only thing that's burnt on this house is the cover to this garage door opener. And there it is on the ground. Okay, now that's one of many anomalies. And obviously, somebody explain this to me. Because to me, okay, as an investigator, I would be questioning who had access to this post-event. Because this looks like, okay, this is something that is staged or whatever. But let's take this at face value. If it's not, if it is what it is or appears to be, how does that happen? Don't tell me this is normal. And why aren't more people asking friggin' questions? Because this is going to come to a neighborhood near you. They want to, as I said with Steve, as we said, they're going to kill us all. Think about this. But explain this. Randy Taylor, can you explain that to me? Randy Taylor, how are you?
I'm okay. Happy Friday to you.
Yeah.
Long week, long weekend, as Doug said. You guys need to decompress.
That's right.
Okay. We're under fatigue right now. we are as globalist fatigued. We have to be careful, because once you go under that fatigue factor, you will start assuming things.
Start making mistakes.
You will make really solid mistakes, and just simply because you burn out and because it becomes as we go along, and this crap just gets easier to accept, like Doug said, at face value. That burnt cover, I have no explanation for that. I would be more inclined to think that just because of frequencies, I would think that the keypad would have burned up and not that. Personally, you know what I mean? We're looking for a connection between weaponry and something that got burnt.
Right.
I do not have an answer for that. I don't know how it could burn to that degree and not leave a char mark on the house. You see the area that it's mounted to? Yeah. I have one of those. In fact, walking up when the film was going up to it, that is a spit image of my garage doors and my keypad, right down to the color.
Oh, I know.
I thought I was looking at my garage door. I'm like, oh, what the hell happened?
it's a universal opener, right? So,
yeah. Oh, yeah, it is. It is very, very common. It's so common that, unfortunately, other people can hit their garage door opener and it'll open your garage. Yeah. I have one door like that, as a matter of fact, that I never use that side of the garage. I actually had to unplug it, because at night, I came down one morning, it was wide open.
Yep.
And I was outside the night before helping a painter put stuff in his truck. You know, I'm talking with him. I know the garage door was closed. I don't make stupid mistakes like that. I everything I do is secure. It's built into me. That's my nature. That's how I'm wired. The door was wide open. And I had heard cases, many cases, of garage doors, even a block away, hitting an opener and opening your garage door.
And so, you can actually hack into the frequencies, okay? I'm not going to tell you how. But
there's a key. Somehow, if this is a legitimate picture, okay? See, that doesn't even work either, the frequency, because it would have damaged the keypad. And that thing being that scorched, I would have liked to have seen a burn mark on the house, at least a shadow of a burn mark. See, this is the problem. We don't know what's for sure and what isn't.
There you go.
We're not on the ground there. I'll tell you right now, if we had the money, Doug and I would be on the ground there, hobbling around, but gathering evidence.
But you know what? We couldn't get within a mile of the devastation.
Well, we could.
Well,
trust me. We could. Everybody has a price, sir.
That's
one thing I've learned. That they don't pay the cops a lot of money.
but
anyway.
But yeah.
And if I know you, it's like, Doug, we go to check. We're sitting there in the car trying to figure out how to get in a building. He grabs the hard hat out of my back seat, throws it on, and poses as a building inspector. It worked. Walked right into a care office, no problem.
I can't remember why, but I remember doing it. But yeah.
I don't know, but I thought, boy, this guy's got some cojones on him.
you can do that.
We that's why we've survived as long as we improvise on the fly. You know, we don't let stupid stuff stop us. But I would love to go around in there, because I've been playing with this. I've really been looking at this, going through things, tons of photos, tons of film. I'm a little on the blue filter. I'm not going to say that I'm 100% sold on that as far as weaponry. Because if that were the case, I think I'd be seeing a lot more blue. Other than, you know, four umbrellas, a couple t-shirts, and a blue car. There's a lot of blue was in Lahaina. If you go to previous aerial photos of the area,
yes,
you will find a lot more blue. There should have been a lot left. You know, there wasn't only four blue items in Lahaina is what I'm saying. The way that theory came about, and we watched it evolve, and I'm not discounting it 100%. I'm just saying what I have trouble with.
Right.
I am not an expert. Do not, please don't. I've seen almost every combustion known to man, with the exception of nuclear in person. So I can only share what I know, and that is fire is fire. What the difference in fire is, how is it ignited? How is it accelerated? And is the ignition process, does it last the duration of the fire? As you would with a ray of some sort or a laser. Okay. So these things, bear in mind, I can't discount an energy weapon at all. It's quite possible. And I also told you that with the 2010 census and the information they gathered, which really should have creeped everybody out in 2010, when they're getting grid coordinates on your house.
Yeah,
a few census employees got the crap knocked out of them.
Yeah, yep.
If you go back and research it, yeah. So that is definitely what I found creepy was the fact that they were even looking at that. I mean, that kind of stuff's already on record down at City Hall. Why does the federal government need it? And we used to joke, and you know, maybe they'll put a missile through your front door. It's not a freaking joke anymore. We don't know. We don't know what's going on here. We've seen a lot of suspicious stuff. And the only way, it's just like if someone was being accused of murder, okay, and they said, Randy, we want you to investigate this. I'm going to spend more time trying to get that person off of the murder charge than I am going to try and pin it on him. If you think about it, Okay. Because I want holes in the theories. I want holes in things.
Okay. I would say this. That would be a byproduct of your investigation. In other words, you wouldn't set out to exonerate the suspect, but you would come from a clean slate sort of.
Well, a clean slate, but at the same time, if, let's say I had a partner, I was partnered up with a guy, or, you know, somebody in the room was, you know, my boss, for instance, was, you know, he's guilty. You know, he's guilty. I know the evidence isn't there, you know, but we've got, I want to take it apart. One, so I can sleep at night. Okay. So I wouldn't want anybody to be, you know, put on trial for murder that didn't do it. And I just think that's a really good way. I've used it many times to punch holes in it. If I can't punch a hole in it, it's solid. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It may be an odd way. You've known me for a lot of years. That's the general method that I take, because it's so easy to jump to the conclusion that they're guilty.
So the people watching this and folks, I don't know demographics, but
all over the world.
we get
emails from everywhere.
But I mean, I'm talking about age, listener demographics. How many people out there remember the Atlanta child murders back in, what was it, 79, 80, 81, in that time period? Okay. I think Wayne Williams was arrested. At the time that I took a course, this was a subject in the course in behavioral profiling that I took. And here's something that what you just said, okay. In the course of that investigation, where they were looking, and in fact, this was like one of the first cases of what was the behavioral science unit of the FBI. During the investigation, at one of the body dump sites, they found a couple of porn mags, I think Gallery and Hustler or something like that. I don't know. And like 50 yards away from a couple of the bodies of the children. Okay, now remember, this is Atlanta child murders. And you had a city on edge. You had a lot of people on edge. And you had a police department under pressure to solve this. Then you had the FBI come in and, you know, booger things up, right? So at one of the dump sites, they find two magazines. And again, how many people remember this? And they found a man's semen on the magazines and usable prints. Fingerprints. So the police chief, as well as the incident commander down there, identified the guy. He was a plumber or a contractor. I think it was a plumber. Brought him in. And everyone to a man within that department says, that's your guy. That is your guy. He went back to the scene and, you know, pleasured himself over his work. Well, now, John Douglas, the guy that the Mindhunter was based on, the book and the I think it was a series. I don't know when it was, a couple of years ago. John Douglas says, no, that's not your guy. Your guy is going to be a black guy. His 20s to 30s, driving a police vehicle, having a dog, da, 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 da. Okay. And they were pissed off at this guy, at Douglas. I could understand that, because you think this is a slam dunk. You got the physical evidence. You got a guy. Well, it turns out, making a long story short, this man who ditched the magazines 50 yards away from a couple of dead children had no clue that there were dead children there. And his story, which checked out, his wife was 8 months pregnant at the time. And apparently he was denied, you know, relation.
Sex.
Yeah. So what's he do? He takes a couple of magazines, goes out to the woods in a place that, you know, hey, no one's going to bother me here, and does his whatever he does, and then ditches
stuck some pages together.
I guess so. Yeah. Yeah. Ditches the mags and goes home. And next thing you know, you got the FBI beaten, or the cops and FBI beaten down the door. So, the reason I said that is you can be so cocksure, man, that that's the guy that, or this is what happened. Yeah. Ah. So anyway.
I've always had better results, end results, being devil's advocate. You know what I'm saying? Going against the flow. And it's not just because I want to go against the flow. It's just that if something jumps out at some point, you look at it and you go, no.
Yeah.
A lot of times when you're digging into that, you're going to find something else.
Yes.
And you're going to go, whoa. And next thing you know, you're going to be in somebody's office going, no, you're out to lunch on this. You're not going to be real popular, especially in a pressure situation.
Oh, yes.
I used to deal with the feds. Doug's dealt with the feds. They want results. They want them now. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm all for killing every, back when it was the terrorists, I was all for killing every terrorist out there. But let's kill them for the right reason.
That sounds funny,
as stupid as that sounds, let's do it for the right reason, okay? First of all, let's establish that they are terrorists and they did commit this crime. Just because they're logged in a password-protected forum doesn't mean anything. Just because they're named in a group of men or seen in a video of men, say, at a funeral, that does not make them guilty. If you want to do guilty by association, far out. There, you got them. But guilty of a specific crime, of bombing a specific embassy? No.
No.
And I just, we were so wound up back then and so gung-ho to whack every terrorist there was. But I also wanted a degree of credibility. And in the end, I think the feds appreciated that because not once did any of our work make it onto CNN as an innocent got killed.
That's true. So, I never thought of it that way, but that's true. Yeah.
Absolutely. Where, you know, every president got in trouble for something, you know, something they did or some civilians got killed or children got killed or a missile was put in there to get a particular terror. You know, you gotta have your duckies in a row. The thing with this Lahaina and what troubles me is they're keeping everybody out, including people that want to help.
That's okay? A problem. Yeah.
That is a problem. Now I understand that grid by grid on the streets, there's not a lot of people down there on the street because your house is gone. That's that. There's nothing to do. You're going to go wait in a shelter or something like that for which an insurance company to contact you, whatever. There are reasons why that fire could have happened that have nothing to do with a weapon.
But it doesn't have to be either or. It can be both. But yes, go on.
Yes, very true. Could have been started at one place and it accelerated on its own. Remember in Hawaii, unlike Kansas, okay, or North Carolina, you've got a degree of ocean breeze that moves things quickly. Okay? You could go out in the morning and it's raining like hell out there. Torrential downpour. And literally 30 minutes later, sunshine as bright as a day. You can't see a cloud in the sky. I know. I lived there for years.
Yeah.
It's very, very unique weather like that. Much like it would be if we have listeners in Florida. You're out on a peninsula like that. Things pass over very quickly. So you got to bring all these things into mind. What's sad, this is what breaks my heart, is that we've gotten to a point in this country that we don't trust our government on anything. And anytime something happens, it doesn't matter what it is, we automatically assume we were in the crosshairs. And I understand that. All I'm going to say to people on this is things do happen on their own sometimes. Don't get so stuck on something that you won't look at other things. That's all I would say on that.
Yes. However,
then there's these anomalies like Doug just showed us.
There you go. And the lack of people or the reluctance of the people in charge to give answers to simple questions. That I'll tell you what, that always bothered me. If I'm talking to someone, look, just tell me where you were on this day or at this time. Okay. Just help me out here. Okay.
I think things need to be looked into. I also think that there may be some, you know, real estate moguls that need to be looked at.
Very much.
And I'll tell you why. Only because I saw some photographs and things where they imagined a resort there.
Along with the 15-minute city, plus the emergency proclamation a few weeks or months before the fire. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so a lot of suspicious things did happen. I really would like to, on the direct energy weapon, I would really like to know where it was initiated from, the possibilities on that.
Okay, you know.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Remember we talked about boats in the water burning?
Yeah.
One thing that you do notice if you look at Lahaina is right up to the water's edge, there's tons of wooden structure that almost blends in with wooden docks. On a typical ocean side, there's, what I'm saying is there's no setback here. There's no 25-foot setback.
Well, there is on Front Street. Okay. But especially where the fire was hard, where all those cars, you know that road where the people mm-hmm. perished? Okay. Yeah. That road was between, if I'm remembering this correctly, it was between the ocean and the structures.
Right.
Okay.
Right. This is not in every case, but I did notice that where some of those boats were parked, they were damn near on shore themselves. The ones that troubled me is some that were further out. Now, I understand fire and debris. I've been to a lot of fires, seen a lot of fires. Like I said, I've blown up shit. I'm really working on my language. I really am working on it, believe me, folks.
If that's your worst mistake today, don't worry about it.
But you know, and I've seen a lot of things burn. I've also seen what wind can do.
Yeah.
You know, wind is it. And another thing, and this sucks everywhere, we're experiencing fires in Canada,
yep,
in the U.S., much less in the U.S., but heavy duty in Canada, and this thing out in Hawaii. In the Canary Islands.
Yep.
On an island in Greece.
Yep.
We're seeing this in the weirdest, strangest scenarios. And that really is bugging me. I think more of it is arson than anything. I really, really do.
Well, how many did they catch? I think in the Greece fire, it was like
26 or 27 people.
Okay, well, I think Greece was like 79.
On the initial report, I looked at the initial report. The thing is, and that must have been like a party or something. I don't know who the hell goes out with 79 people and sets forest fires. You know,
that's a good question.
You would see a really big change in forest fires if they put a life sentence on it. And I'll be honest with you, I wouldn't have any problem locking somebody up for the rest of their life for setting a forest on fire. I mean that. You know why? For a lot of forest fires, it would just be over. The other thing, though, is, and I know particularly in Canada, their forest management it sucks. It's non-existent. And there's also one of the residents, there's huge fires going on in Canada right now, devastating fires out in BC. In Alberta out that way, they're devastating.
Right.
What one lady did send to me was, and she just made a casual mention, but when she mentioned it, it suddenly was huge in my mind. The fire department was doing a controlled burn on a windy day. The wind was blowing in one direction and it worked perfect. However, the wind shifted.
Yeah.
Exact opposite. We're not talking about shifted, you know, 20 degrees. We're talking about
180.
Yeah, yeah. You got it, baby. You got something like that, you now have a runaway.
But okay, so if you remove those instances, you still have sufficient anomalous behavior.
Yes, absolutely.
And again, I think we have to
have to keep digging.
Right. And in order to convince in order to be true from an investigative point of view, in order to be true to ourselves and to everyone that are listening to this, you've got to look at do this methodically and without hype, but don't discount everything until we...
You can't discount it. You can work around it. You can move it off the table for a time being, but you need to keep it in play because one other piece of evidence could bring that right back.
But then again, don't be like the Atlanta Child Murder team who said, that guy's guilty as hell. Let's bring him in and let's... And I mean, they worked him over and they ruined his life. Because
the other thing, too, the government gives us a lot of reasons to be pissed off.
Oh, yes.
This has been no shortage on that. Somebody said, well... Oprah's roof was blue, and that's why her house didn't burn. Oprah's house is over an hour away from Lahaina.
That's a good point.
I'm just telling you, Jeff Bezos' house is a little more than an hour away.
Yeah, it's another good point.
And you have to look at that. You know, when you're talking about a house that, and now it's only 20 miles as the crow flies, but 20 miles when you're talking about forest. It's a long damn way. I've hoofed it before. Okay. That's a long way. That's, you know, so her roof being blue has nothing to do with nothing, in my opinion.
Okay. Now, also the wooded area, and I want to say this, at the height, or not at the height, but at the, roughly at the average, when the fires were going, they were going at a mile per minute, advancing at a mile per minute. So that's 60 miles per hour.
It can.
My mouth right?
Yes, it would. Exactly. Mile a minute is 60 miles per hour.
Yeah, okay.
When you look at the actual satellite photos and all, there's Lahaina, and then there's another place that's more centralized in the island where they experienced fire. The two are not connected by fire. Okay. I mean, there's not a line there. Two separate fires. So you really got to look at all that too. And that's the other thing, you know, this is so complex. It's unbelievable.
But when you have, and again, I don't believe in coincidences, when you have the incident commander from Vegas, the Vegas shooting, now the guy heading up the fire investigation, okay? Mm-hmm. That bothers me a whole lot. But then you've got that black fencing that said, well, it's to keep down the toxic particulate, you know, so it doesn't blow. I get that, okay? You can mitigate that, but you can also provide access to the media. Okay, and I'm not talking about some mope with a iPhone and, you know, dreadlocks walking around, or not dreadlocks, or you know, just like some moron that'll contaminate the area. Okay, but let some serious people in to see exact, and then report directly to the American people. Don't filter it through some government mouthpiece.
That's where the government buries themselves.
Yeah,
and that's where they bring all this crap on themselves. Because they're not being straight up. They're not answering the questions. The person that did not sound the sirens should be under arrest.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I was afraid there was, you know. I mean,
I don't give a what. He's an ass.
Are you serious? You're going to run into the fire, you moron? Okay.
Yeah, they stick him in jail. He'd be married first night. Believe me. All right. Serious. These people, they killed tribal members.
Oh yeah.
You mess with one Hawaiian, you're gonna mess with a whole lot of Hawaiians. I know that just from living there. Okay, some of the coolest people in the world, and my heart aches for them because they've always not trusted the white man because of what we have done to the islands. Oahu, it's farmed out. I mean, it's covered with the south end of it. It's about the only area where we could do any more building. We've evaporated that island. Maui was still, from a percentage wise, you know, not inhabited to the extent that Oahu is, the big island. Same thing, but it just seems like as we move down, and well, I'm sorry, as a civilization, we're very destructive.
Isn't it funny, or not funny, but isn't it rather telling that we're having this discussion? If you think about 9/11, we should have had the same discussion post 9/11 event that we're having right now. We should have been on top of that. We took the government for their word. 19 hijackers, you know, three planes or whatever, four planes in total. But when in fact, you know, we're still dealing with the fact that we don't have a squad from the Pentagon. I haven't seen anything from the Pentagon that convinced me yet that a plane hit that. Again, in the totality of evidence submitted, which is sparse.
And so, how they silence witnesses.
And there it is, yes.
Just like TWA Flight 800.
Exactly.
People were in there telling them, this is what happened. And the FBI is looking at them and says, no, you are wrong.
And
if I see a missile go up in a night sky and knock out a jetliner, I don't give a damn what you tell me. That's what happened.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, and for the FBI to sit there and tell them they are wrong and threaten them.
And then for the CIA to get involved and, you know, create this crap of a diagram where what you saw was the plane and it elevated. Are you kidding me? You know, they think we're stupid, right?
This one guy was talking about it, a professor, and he said, when they said that the plane elevated, he said, it's more likely that this room, this building we're sitting in, would jump 200 feet in the air on its own than for that to be, you know, natural.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, it was one lie after another lie. And then when these things start happening, like if we knew what we know now, right after 9/11, there would have been an uproar. Like you wouldn't have believed it would have saved a lot of soldiers' lives.
We would have saved a lot of civilian lives that didn't deserve to die.
Yeah, but I'm sorry, it's like after the fact.
Yes.
You know, if we knew.
I mean, no, I'm talking about the civilians that the military, you know, and the bull crap about, you know, Colin Powell holding up the WMD stuff, okay? And then, mm-hmm. then we had the ricin attacks, okay? Well, the signature of the ricin, it came from Fort Detrick. Okay, now that there's another case where the FBI ruined, not mm-hmm. only ruined somebody's life, but caused them to commit suicide. Well, or was responsible for, in part, for
what we assume is a suicide.
But that's true as well.
When you get right down to it, it's like the guy that we reported on the drug connections with the CIA and
Barry Seal.
Him. And then there was another one, and they wrecked the guy's life.
He was a PI.
He said, well, I was talking about the journalist that...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, shot himself twice. Suicide. Really?
Well, I had the gentleman from the producer from Gray State on, Joe and I did the documentary, and... it was, I think it was like in August. I don't recall. In that December, he reportedly killed his family and then shot himself or mm-hmm. killed himself. Okay, I don't believe any of that crap. So we have a continuing course, again, my favorite phrase, a continuing course of criminal conduct by the U.S. government and by the criminal cabal that's behind and embedded within and behind the government. You got Vanguard, BlackRock, in my opinion, allegedly, supposedly. Okay, believe me, mm-hmm. the lawfare's out there.
Rothschild.
The question is, who benefits by this? We can now bring in this climate change crap that they're trying to push down our throats. John Kerry, Lurch, okay, to Al Gore, that grifter, to that little bitch who said, how dare you? What's her? Greta Thunberg, okay?
And amazingly, Gore and Kerry, both gentlemen that ran against George Bush and conceded to George Bush during the Arab Spring.
During the Arab Spring. And people think, oh, none of this is related. Or they don't know enough. They don't know.
We have mapped that out so many times for people. And the Arab Spring, it's still in force. Trust me, as soon as they can take down Syria and Iran, they will. The reason that the U.S. is pushing for war with Russia is because the globalists are telling these dumbasses to in Congress and in the Senate, because Putin is slowing down the globalist takeover of implementing their 2030 deadline.
Now, you brought up
Putin is a major stumbling block, and that's the only damn reason they want to go to war with the guy.
Okay.
Screw this Ukraine thing.
Well, Ukraine is merely a proxy state of the U.S.
Oh,
NATO.
Yeah. It's a money laundering operation.
Exactly.
And the pervert's palace for trafficking children and trafficking young women. The things that we hate the most.
It blows my mind. You got a queer, okay, mm-hmm. in Zelensky, who plays the piano with his penis and thinks it's funny. All right, he's a known drug abuser, and there's no allegedly there. Okay, kind of like a Hunter Biden on steroids, running a country, and grifting off of the largesse of the scum of the earth. But you mentioned something here. This is something that people need to know that's being discussed in Russia right now. If you can go to video 3, and then I'm going to turn it right back to you. Video 3, if you can start this at 10 minutes and 30 seconds, this is compliments of Canadian Prepper. How many people know about what's going on right now with Ukraine and Russia and where we stand and the fact that we are at, like, we are seconds away from getting sucked into a nuclear war? Okay.
We're a de facto war right now.
Oh, absolutely we are.
Yeah.
But listen to this. Go ahead and start at 10:30.
Now, what has happened today is that a Russian general, in the usual rhetoric on Russian state-sponsored media, he is a former general, current sitting member of the State Duma. He talked about how Robotine, or some people call it Robotino, I'm not even going to begin to pretend I'm an expert on Cyrillic and Ukraine and Russian. They have different ways of pronouncing things, and if you say the O or the I the wrong way, one side gets mad. So Robotino, we'll just go with that, okay? He's saying that it's an ideal place to use nuclear weapons because there are 30,000 troops there. The village of Robotino in the Zaporozhye region is an ideal place for the use of nuclear weapons. This is from War News 24/7. This was stated by the deputy of the State Duma of the Russian Federation, General Andrei Gurulev. According to him, the armed forces of Ukraine have concentrated a large number of personnel and equipment on this part of the contact line, and this gives Russia the army the opportunity to destroy them all at once. Now, if they were to effectively utilize a escalate to de-escalate scenario by detonating a nuclear weapon in this region, if there ever was a region where it would actually tactically make sense in order for them to do so, it probably would be here. And the threat that everybody has got to keep in mind is that if you do believe the hype, the false hype, I'm thinking at this point anyways, or at least up until this point, it hasn't really been as the media has said in terms of Russia running out of weapons. If you believe the hype that Russia is running out of conventional weapons, then what other choice do you think they're going to have but to use their massive tactical nuclear arsenal? If they're sitting on 2,000 tactical nukes and but one could potentially bring an end to this thing, don't you think they're going to use it and they're going to justify it as saving lives, just as the Americans did in World War II, where they dropped the nuke on Japan? Although this was their post hoc reasoning. This arguably wasn't what they were thinking at the time. But in hindsight, they could say, well, you know, we dropped a nuke and therefore we didn't have to go to conventional war with the Japanese, which would have cost us millions more lives.
No, that's what they were thinking at the time, Canadian Prepper. But they're talking about nukes. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I would think that the nuclear decision, if it was used by Russia, would be because of what happens here. if we don't get a president in, trust me, Russia could stave us off through elections 2024. No problem.
Right.
They could make this thing last. Anybody says Russia's out of weapons is full of crap. They're lying to you. They're not out of weapons, conventional weapons. But if there isn't a president put in office that isn't a leftist, crooked piece of human crap, okay, he doesn't want to use a nuke. He doesn't want to kill Americans. Believe me.
No.
Okay. He does not. But if they end up with somebody like Michelle Obama or some piece of shit, so once again, sorry, like that in the office, then all bets are off. I would expect to see missiles in the sky. He's watching this too. Putin has battled the globalists. He's standing up to the globalist. He has always stood up to the globalist. When he saw that the Arab Spring was going to put the U.S. right next door to him in Syria, that's when he stepped in.
Well, okay, to be clear, he's doing it for his own reasons. It's not because he's anti-globalism, anti-globalism. It's a fight to be who's on top or who's controlling things. His motives are not pure.
No, they're not. But at the same time, he doesn't want the globalist thing.
Right. No, I get that.
Because he gets sucked up into that and disappears.
Well, yeah.
He is, as far as I'm concerned, as what we know of globalists and what I say are globalists, in my opinion, he doesn't want to break bread with them.
I agree with that.
I mean, you're not going to see him in Davos.
Well,
he's not going to be sitting down there.
Yeah.
This, if Trump was in office, there wouldn't be anything going on in Ukraine right now.
And the reason for that is because NATO is supplying all of the weaponry, the money, and everything to. Mm-hmm. For, if that money and that aid stopped tomorrow, that war would stop tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. And here's what's sad. Biden is more concerned with the borders in Ukraine than he is with our own borders. He's more concerned. He is dumping money into Ukraine like crazy. It's just like Trudeau, that turd. He's dumping tons of money in here, and these guys are going bananas. They're writing checks that they can't cash because they're all planning on this great reset. Have you noticed that since we started hearing the terms the great reset, how everything's going to change financially? People are writing checks like crazy. Countries are. Every time Trudeau lands somewhere, he's giving somebody another $100 million. And look at the money piling into Ukraine. Just piling in there. It's a joke. This whole Ukraine-Russia thing, it's going to be dragged out and dragged out and dragged out until somebody does something stupid.
Well,
then I think all bets are off.
I think, too, this week BRICS had a meeting, their first meeting, I think, in 2 years, and they're looking at making the U.S. dollar obsolete, yet not the world's reserve currency. So that will disable us all of this. Okay, so
imagine what that would do to the U.S. economy.
It's doomsday
scenario.
100%
doom. You're talking doomsday. Talking about going black.
Yep.
Whoa. Oh, that would be. It's been that international dollar and that reserve currency since we can remember.
Okay, let me ask you a question, okay? Because we cover a lot of ground, and I wanted to get your. You sent me this. This is video number one in the show prep. excuse me. This is a minute and 39 seconds. You sent me this. Look. I just want to start by saying this. You and I have been in executive positions where we've been in companies, you know, had our own companies and hired people and then had to fire them because,
absolutely,
you know, you found out, hey, I'll tell you what, they're doing things like, they're using company assets to enrich themselves.
Theft was always the biggest one.
theft of service. Yeah, right. Or you talk about loyalty. There is no loyalty. You know, hey, when I hired a couple of people, I'll just say, hey, if you ever get tired of working here, just tell me, and it's all good.
Absolutely.
No. They gotta
screw you before they go.
The knife twist it and whatever. So okay. So
by the ones you trusted the most,
right? So now, just like I talked about the Atlanta child killings, okay, put yourself in Trump's shoes, okay? And I'm not excusing anything he's done,
no.
But using that example, where you hire a couple of people, maybe, and they turn out to be, you know, Brutuses to you, you're Caesar. So I mean, because hey, he hired Barr, he kept or elevated Barr, he kept Ray, mm-hmm. you know, gave Ray a pat of approval, and these are the people who came against him.
And they were loyal to him, or what appeared to be loyal, for a long time.
Appeared
being the key word. They played the role for a long time, but as soon as there was a blip, or somebody made him a promise or something like that, they turned on their boss.
Okay.
They turned on him.
Exactly. Yeah. So now, has Trump learned from this, and or is he just talking a good game? Folks, you decide. It's not up to us. You decide. Here it is, clip one, video one.
Under crooked Joe Biden, our country is going through some very difficult times. The rule of law is being destroyed, and the justice system is being wielded as a weapon against Joe Biden's political opponents, me primarily. Over the past few months, I've heard from countless Americans who are deeply disturbed by these appalling political persecutions and attacks. I want to say to you today, do not despair and do not lose hope. Every injustice they throw at us, every hoax, witch hunt, and abuse of power must only harden our will and steel to resolve to save our nation. This is the nation we love. We will save it. We will not let this happen. Our vindication will come on Election Day 2024. We will take back power from these lunatic, sick, and sinister people. We will expose their corruption for history to see, and justice will be done. So keep on fighting and turn all of our frustration and your frustration and energy into determination to achieve an epic victory in November 2024. Nothing is more important. This will be the most important election in the history of our country. Our country is going bad. Our country is going into a communist state, and we can't let that happen. We will make America great again. We cannot let anything happen to this precious country of ours. Thank you very much.
All right. You sent that to me. I mean, your thoughts on that?
Well, it struck me as, you know, he's usually the one thing I've always had difficulty with Trump was he runs his mouth too much. And some of the things that he says and the way he talks. And I've always said, okay, well, he's not a politician, so he's not polished. What I do like is the encouragement factor. You're looking at a guy that's been crapped on beyond belief. It would have folded any of us. I'm a tough son of a bitch, all right? But, man, I would be sitting here going, geez, how much more can I take?
Me too.
You too, Doug. You're as tough as they come. And we would be, both of us would be sitting here going, what?
Screw this. I'm going to go out and play golf or whatever. No, I don't play golf. I'm going to take it up.
I'll tell you what. One thing I've never questioned about Trump is love for the United States of America. That's all I'm going to say on that. I'm not endorsing him for president. If I do, I wouldn't probably discuss it with you. Okay. Because there's a lot of people that are angry with him. My only anger with him is that I think that he could have gotten some more stuff done in office. You know what I mean? But I think that, listen, if he doesn't get into office, I dare say this country's going to blow up.
I agree.
I think there will be bloodshed before Christmas 2024 if Trump isn't in office. Bloodshed.
But what if they take him out? And I think I'm telling you.
And if they do that, that may well absolutely implode this country.
All right. Then let's go to video two real quick, because I want your take on this.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Now, you have four indictments against Trump. Really, the majority, all but one are BS. Now, the one in D.C. could be the one that has the most, has the ability to really mess him up. Here's Bongino about that communist bastard Smith and Chutkin, the judge down there. And the time that between the indictment and the trial, this is unheard of, and believe me, my experience, I've never seen anything like this before. Go ahead and play clip two.
They've got to get the D.C. trial first before anything. Trump stands a damn good chance in Florida, and the Georgia case and the New York cases are a total joke. If they lose, they'll win on appeal. The D.C. case, which is a farce, is their greatest chance of conviction. Dan, you're saying opposite things. You're saying a D.C. case against Trump is a farce, but they stand a good chance of conviction. Yes. They've got a judge who's not a judge. She's a liberal activist in Chutkin. They've got a prosecutor who's just a straight up communist in Jack Smith. And they've got a jury pool of 95% of people who hate Trump. They could accuse him of felonious mopery in the umpteenth degree and they get a conviction. So because of that, Chutkin needs to push this trial first to push all the other trials back so that Trump has to run as a, quote, convicted felon. They will do anything to get this guy on trial. So they announced the timeline. The trial's going to start March 4th of this year, this coming year. Now, here's the crazy thing. That's only 5 months between indictment and the trial. This is actually from the court filing. So somebody asked in the court, hey, listen, has there ever been another case this big in this district where you indicted a guy and the trial was only 5 months later with almost no time to prepare? Let me read to you from the court filing. This is from the prosecutor themselves. And the government hasn't identified any cases in this district where the length of time between indictment and trial was roughly 5 months. Hat tip Julie Kelly on this, by the way.
Okay,
although they did point
to
them.
You get the idea. So that's their tactic. And folks, you can watch the entire clip or the entire show. It's at Hagman PI show notes in the episode. So you go ahead.
We saw what Trump can do on January 6th. Very minor, and that was minor. They're making it out like it's a big deal. That was minor. If he put the call out to everyone, patriots, veterans, Christians, the government wouldn't stand a chance.
Nope. But he damn well better get the people in prison out. But go on.
Yeah, and you know Joe Biden and his jets, and you know I'm really going to shoot missiles at you. Know, sorry, buddy, they got to get off the ground. And don't think for a second in our group that we don't have jet pilots. Yeah. So the question is, who's going to be flying those jets, asshole? I'm telling you, we're looking at, when you look at what's going on in Europe, and people need to be concerned about this. Everybody listening to the show needs to be really concerned about this. The globalists are in high gear. This Klaus Schwab has managed to get 20 cities, at least, in the United States to sign up for his agenda. Okay? Now, if you don't know who Klaus Schwab is, you need to look it up while I'm talking right now. Klaus, K-L-A-U-S, Schwab, S-C-H-W-A-B. Look it up. This man is a modern-day Nazi. His father was a Nazi in the Third Reich. As far as I'm concerned, this guy is the Fourth Reich. He plans to imprison humanity by the year 2030. I am not joking. Let me tell you, you need to look around. Oh, sorry. Listen, look up Klaus Schwab. We cover this next week too, Doug.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, please support this show. Dump some money in here. We've got to get boots on the ground in places like Maui. We've got to be able to respond to some of this stuff so we can get you accurate information. It's imperative. Our lives depend on it.
And that is right. Our lives depend on it. The great Randy Taylor, thank you so much, my friend.
I love you, brother. You know that.
Hey, I'll tell you what, man. You get some rest this weekend because next week is going to be busy.
Good.
All right. God bless. Good.